Now, it could be a pivotal weekend in the destination of this year's Clare Premier Division title. Avenue United going to McDonagh Park on Sunday morning, knowing a win or a draw will be enough to crown them champions. What a place it would be for David Russell's side to do it. Looking ahead to that and a few other bits as well is our own man Jim Madden. Jim, big weekend ahead. I suppose it's disingenuous to call this a rehearsal for the cup final, given what's on the line, but this a cup final all of its own accord.
It is indeed. I mean, it decides the league title in effect. Avenue currently lead the table with 38 points from the 14 games played. Bridge United are second with 31 and Newmarket are third then with 30. A win or a draw will ensure that Avenue take the title. Both teams won their cup semi-finals last weekend. And both managers will be looking, I think anyway, for a big improved performance for this game. David Russell, I think, will be very keen to see his experienced players such as Stephen McGann, Ronan Kern and Dylan Casey have a bigger impact on the game than they had in the semi-final, as it took them until extra time to get into it. Their keeper, Luke Woodrow, got them out of jail on more than one occasion with some top-class saves. So David will be looking for a big improvement in performance, and there's no doubt that with so much at stake, he will get it there as well. Paddy Purcell, for his part, will be asking his players to lay down a marker to prove that they are still the top team in Clare. Shane Cusick wasn't really tested in goal last weekend by Fern, but he will expect to be a hell of a lot busier on this coming Sunday. The two centre-backs did their job very well, and Owen Kelly should continue to at the heart of the defence with Harvey Cullinan. In midfield, I'd say it'll be really a serious battle, with Owen Hayes getting a lot of attention. Up front, I would imagine Dara Leahy will be expected to unsettle Dylan Casey and the rest of the Avenue defence with his running and his physical ability as well. And of course, he got a couple of late goals last weekend in the cup semi-final. So his confidence will be really high, as the fella said at the minute. So all in all, Derek, it's a massive game in prospect. I would imagine there'll be a very big crowd there. And hopefully we get a right good game. And no matter who wins, it'll be, as long as people are talking about it, as one of the top games of the season.
Yeah, just in the context of those semi-finals, like, we saw Avenue, as you say, get that huge, huge scare against Bridge United, and, you know, the Bridge manager after was talking about different decisions that didn't go their way and stuff like that. It could have gone anywhere, really. Newmarket not really tested, though. Do you think maybe the fright Avenue got could be the wake-up call they needed ahead of the weekend?
I think it will, because we all look at that Avenue team and you think, my God, they have some very, very good players, some high quality players there. And then to realise that only for their top class performance by Luke Woodrow, they would have been out of the cup. Because he made some, in my opinion anyway, some very, very good saves. I know that some people said, oh, well, the ball was hit kind of at him and that kind of thing. But goalkeepers still have to make the saves. And it's not his fault if somebody gets the ball or hits it towards him or makes it a bit easier for him. But he had to, and he came for a good few crosses as well. Yeah, David will be looking, but this will be a different type of game. I think the Bridge went more to shut them down and try and stifle the Avenue midfield particularly, whereas Newmarket might be more inclined to want to win the game. So therefore, it'll be, I think it'll be a different type of game.
Yeah, and like, maybe is it slightly advantage Avenue in the sense that a win or a draw does them, so they can maybe afford to go at the game, and then if they feel that they're being opened up a little bit, they have that option of shutting up shop a little bit more, whereas Newmarket just have to go hell for leather for it.
They do, but as you know yourself, in these kind of local derbies where the the competitiveness between the two teams is such, it's very hard for to shut a game down and defend the way you would expect, because both of them will want to win the game. And I think that while Avenue will know that they have a slight edge in the sense that a draw would do them, they will go all out to really win it and to say that they won the title in Newmarket.
Yeah, and on that point, like, that's obviously going to be a huge motivation for Avenue from a derby sense and all that, but you have to imagine that when Paddy Purcell closes that dressing room door and points to the badge on the jersey and, you know, don't let these fellas come down here and win it in our patch, like, that bit of pride, it'll probably lend to a fairly fiery first 15 or 20 minutes, I would suggest.
Derek, you're exaggerating there. Of course it will. I mean, there's no doubt that I would think in Newmarket, it still rankles that Avenue beat them in the FAI Cup early on by 2-1. And there's no doubt that the rivalry between the two teams is at a very top level. And basically, yeah, you're dead right. Paddy Purcell will be saying to the guys, we can't let them win in our patch. So it'll be all go. The referee will have his hands full and so will his two assistants. But I think it'll be a cracking game. I'm looking forward to it already, Derek.
It certainly is. And of course, if Newmarket do get the result, it takes it down the stretch of next week. They have a tricky enough time midweek before their final game. And of course, Avenue will want to get it wrapped up as well, because we know who their final game is against in the former Bridge United. So, like, everywhere you look in this game, you're just seeing motivation for victory.
You are indeed, and I mean, there's no doubt that it is tight at the top of the table with the three, Avenue, Bridge United and Newmarket. And of course, Bridge are looking at it and saying, well, we're the side that can be influential in Clare soccer over the next couple of years with the number of very good young players they've coming through, as we saw last weekend. So it's great to have this excitement at the end of the season, I think, anyway, and then we'd be all looking forward to the cup final later on in the month. So it's great fun, and there is no doubt that there is some great games to look forward to in other divisions as well. The first division is still very much up for grabs. Newmarket B are on top in that with 32 points, but Olympic Moher and Inch are all on their coattails, only a couple of points behind and still with games to play. So that's tight there as well. And of course, in the third division on Friday night, we have Shannon Olympic B, who are on top on goal, whatever, and Callan United, our club from Mullock, who have done tremendously well in second place, also on 26 points. And in my opinion, the winner of this game is going to be promoted to the second division. And while it'll be excellent for Jimmy Houlihan, who manages Olympic B, wouldn't it be a right fairy story for Callan United to come into the league and get promoted at their first attempt?